Text 25.
第25节.
Atabhite yangamano nukulam. Prabhashase bhagavata pradanaha. Yadaha vayasakir atma vidya. Visharado nipitam sadhu prishtam. Atabhideyangam mano nukulam. Prabhashase bhagavata pradanaha. Yadaha vayasa kiratma vidya. Visharado nipitam sadhu prishtaha. Atta. Abhidehi. Anga.
Sutta Goswami.
Manaha. Anukulam. Prabhashase. Bhagavata. Pradhanaha. Yat aha. Vayasakihi. Atma vidya. Visharadaha. Nripatim. Sadhu. Prishtaha. Translation, O Sutta Goswami, your words are pleasing to our minds. Please, therefore, explain this to us, as it was spoken by the great devotee Shukadeva Goswami, who is very expert in transcendental knowledge, and who spoke to Maharaj Prikshit upon being asked.
Even, Sutta Goswami, 请把伟大的奉献者 Sukadeva Goswami 讲过的话解释给我们听。 Sukadeva Goswami 精通超然的知识， 并在 Maharaj Pariksit 向他询问后给予讲解。要旨， 就 Sukadeva Goswami 那样的前辈灵性导师 和接下来的 Sutta Goswami 等灵性导师所解释的知识， 始终是强有力的超然知识。 因此， 对所有顺从的学生来说， 是绝对有用且深入人心的。
Pretty short purport, huh?
是不是一个很短的要旨啊？
Yeah.
This is the last verse of chapter 3.
那么这是第三章的最后一个诗节。
There has been a whole series of verses spoken by the sages headed by Shonaka.
那么由Shonaka所带领的这些圣人们呢，其实他们已经讲述了一系列的细节。
And they're appealing to Sutta Goswami.
所以呢，他们就请求Sutta Goswami
to explain this. It's a pronoun within the translation.
所以呢，就请Sutta Goswami来给他们做解释。
What's this refer to?
也就是说，这是指的是什么？
So I'm going to ask you to go back to verse 16 of this chapter.
所以呢, 我会请大家呢, 来回到这一章的第16节。
In text 16 of chapter 3,
那么在第三章16节当中,
the sages say to Sutta Goswami,
那么圣人们对苏塔格斯瓦米说,
Shukadeva Goswami, the son of Vyasadeva, was full and transcendental knowledge and was a great devotee of Lord Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. So there must have been discussion of Lord Krishna, who is glorified by great philosophers and in the company of great devotees.
那么在这里一文当中就讲到了，比亚舍德的儿子苏卡德瓦戈斯瓦米也具有所有的超然知识，是瓦苏德瓦的儿子，主Krishna的伟大奉献者，所以他们肯定谈论了被说伟大的哲学家，赞颂并有伟大的奉献者陪伴着的主Krishna。
In one sense, we can say the Srimad Bhagavatam is about to begin.
那么从某种程度上来说的话，在这里呢，圣典薄伽瓦坛即将开始。
By that I mean Srimad Bhagavatam is the subject matter discussed between Shukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit.
这个含义呢，便意味着说是Shukadeva Goswami 和 Parikshit Maharaj 之间的这个对话要开始了。
And now Shukadeva Goswami is going to answer Maharaj Parikshit's questions.
那么在这里呢，Shukadeva Goswami 他即将要来回答Maharaj Parikshit的问题。
Let's go back to Canto 1, Chapter 19.
那么让我们回到第一篇第19章。
Shukadeva Goswami makes his first appearance in that last chapter of the first canto.
那么，Shukadeva Goswami呢，在这第一篇第十九章当中的最后一个诗节，他是在那里显现的。
Before that, there's several chapters describing the life of Maharaj Parikshit and his glories.
那么在那之前呢，有几章专门是描述了 Maharaj Parikshit 的他的荣耀以及他的活动。
At the end of that section, a very enigmatic, a very puzzling event takes place.
那么在那一部分的最后呢，就是是有一些让人非常困惑的事情发生了。
Maharaj Parikshit, the great devotee of the Supreme Lord.
那么Maharaj Parikshit, 他是至尊主的伟大的奉献者。
He does something that's quite offensive to an elevated Brahmana.
那么他做了一些事呢，其实是对一个非常进步的这样一个婆罗门做了一些看似冒犯性的事情。
That's not Maharaj Parikshit, he's not offensive.
但其实Maharaj Parikshit 本来并不是这样的，他不是那种很具有冒犯性的这样的人。
So we are to understand that Krishna induced him from within his heart to act in the way that he did.
所以呢，我们要去理解，其实Krishna在内心触动他，怂恿他去这样做的。
There was a purpose.
那么这样做呢，其实也是有目的的。
The purpose was for the deliverance into the world of Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么这个目的呢，就是去能够向全世界呢，能够给他们来分享圣典薄伽瓦坛。
And to very quickly take Maharaj Parikshit back to the spiritual world.
而且呢，就也是同时呢，也是为了能够尽快的把 Maharaj Parikshit 把他带回到灵性世界。
When Maharaj Parikshit offended the Brahmana in a very severe way,
当 Maharaj Parikshit 他以非常糟糕的方式去冒犯了这个婆罗门的时候，
the son of that sage cursed Maharaj Parikshit to die.
这个婆罗门的儿子呢，他就诅咒 Maharaj Parikshit 去死亡。
His death was to take place in 7 days.
而他的死亡呢，即将在7天之内发生。
How powerful was that little boy?
这个小男孩是多么的有力量啊！
Now we can understand that Maharaj Parikshit was also very powerful.
同时我们也可以理解到 Maharaj Parikshit 他也是非常有力量的。
And being a great devotee of Krishna, so many things could have happened instead of his accepting the curse, but he accepted the curse.
那么，虽然就是 Maharaj Parikshit 他是那么有力量，而且呢，就是说，其实
His acceptance of this very bad circumstance, his cursing to be died, to die.
也就是说他接受了这个诅咒是诅咒他马上就要死亡他接受了这个诅咒
In part it was because of his Vaishnava quality of humility.
那么之所以他接受这个诅咒呢是因为他具有麦西纳瓦的品质谦卑的品质
He knew that he had done something very wrong.
他知道了他做了一些非常糟糕的事
Even before he was told that he would die, in his mind he was prepared to accept whatever the Lord would arrange for his the reaction for that offense.
其实即便他知道就是这个诅咒他要死亡之前的话他的心已经准备好来去接受主的任何的安排
When he heard that he was to die,
当他听到他将要死亡的时候,
he accepted all of this as the Lord's plan.
他把这个接受为这一切都是主的计划
It's not that he understood the detail of the Lord's plan.
这并不意味着说他能够去理解到主的计划的所有的细节
We also may not know the detail of the Lord's plan when something comes our way.
我们可能也未必就当我们遇到一些事情的时候可能我们也未必会去知道主的这个安排的这些细节
But a characteristic of such an exalted devotee as Maharaj Parikshit is, he knew there must be a plan of the Lord.
但是呢，像Maharaj Parikshit这样的是那么精进的奉献者的话呢，他的内心深信，他知道主他一定是对此有所计划的。
So he relinquished his kingdom.
所以呢，他就把他的这个帝国呢就交给了。
He took off his royal crown.
所以呢，他就从他的这个宝座，他把他的这个皇冠拿了下来。
He took off his royal robes and garments.
他把他的这个皇宫的所有的这些服装啊，所有这些装饰全部拿下来。
He turned the kingdom over to his son Janamejaya.
那么他把这个王国呢交给他的儿子Janamejaya。
And he adopted the garments of a mendicant.
而他穿上了。
And he went by the side of the sacred river to prepare his life for meeting death.
他去到了圣河旁边，让自己去准备好去迎接死亡。
He requested all the great sages from all of the lands to come and advise him how he should prepare himself for death.
他邀请了所有来自各个地方的圣人来到他的身边，给他建议，帮助他能够为死亡做好准备。
There's a little subtle detail that's described in the Bhagavatam.
在国家瓦禅当中呢，有这样一个小小的精微的细节讨论到了。
When he presented that question to the sages,
当他向圣人们提出这些问题的时候，
they had a lot of different opinions.
他们有很多不同的意见。
Kali Yuga had already begun. And they were quarreling already. Some said this, some said that, some said something else.
有些人这么说,
and then Maharaj Parikshit came. And then Shukadeva Goswami came.
就在那个时候呢, Shukadeva Goswami 来了。
It's a really beautiful description.
是一个非常非常美妙的描述
These sages, very elderly, learned persons had never even seen Shukadeva Goswami before
那么这些圣人呢他们其实是非常的年老了而且很资深但是他们从来没有见过在这之前见过Shukadeva Goswami
He was just a 16-year-old boy
他只是一个16岁的男孩
Think of someone you know that's 16 years old
我想呢，或许你们有些人也会知道16岁的孩子是咋样的。
And he wasn't even wearing clothing.
而且呢，他甚至什么都没穿。
It is said he was clothed by the four directions.
据说呢，是他穿着这个四个方向。
And just as he was walking into the assembly,
就在他走向这个圣人聚集的地方。
There are many small children and some ladies that were teasing him and laughing at him and making fun of him.
那么有一些有很多的小孩子啊，然后还有一些妇女，然后呢，他们在那儿呢啊，就在嘲笑他。
Because they didn't understand his elevated condition.
因为他们没有办法去理解他崇高的地位。
They thought he was mad.
他们以为呢，他是个疯子。
Like Sandini's question yesterday.
就好像昨天 Sandini 的问题一样。
But the sages, because they were very elevated, immediately they could understand what a great personality he was.
但是呢，因为圣人们他们就是说是非常有学识的，所以他们马上就能够去意识到Sukadeva Goswami 他是多么的进步。
Sukadeva hadn't even spoken yet.
当时呢 ，Sukadeva 他甚至还没有开口说话呢。
But they could tell he's a great personality.
但是他们就能够去意识到了这一定是一位伟大的人物。
So silently they all stood just to honor this great personality that came in their presence.
所以呢，他们默不作声的都同时站了起来，然后呢，向Sukadeva Goswami 致敬。
Then Sukadeva Goswami was given an elevated seat to address everybody.
然后呢 ，Sukadeva Goswami 他们就给他安排了一个比较高的座位，然后呢去跟大家说话。
And then the king Parikshit came before Sukadeva and asked the same question he had asked all the sages.
然后呢，国王 Parikshit 他就来到 Sukadeva Goswami 面前。再一次的向 Sukadeva Goswami 询问同样的问题，因为在这之前呢，他曾经把这些问题也是询问所有其他的圣人的。
Actually, there were two questions.
其实呢是两个问题。
One question was, what is the duty of the person who is about to die?
第一个问题呢是当一个人即将死亡的时候，那么他的职责是什么？
And the other is, what is that subject matter that he should hear, chant, and remember?
那么在对这样一个人来说的话，他应该去聆听或者吟诵或者记忆什么样的题旨或者主题？
The second one, well, both of the two questions were answered in three chapters.
而这两个问题呢，都是在有三个章节来描述了。
Just like yesterday's verse, the first paragraph of the purport.
就好像昨天的诗节要旨当中的第一段。
Prabhupada summarized in that first paragraph, chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3.
沙帕帕他就总结了，就是说，在第一句话当中，他就总结了第一章、第二章、第三章。
The conclusion is that one should engage in devotional service such that it brings about a change of heart.
所以这个结论就是说，一个人应该去以这样的方式去从事奉献服务，最终是会这种奉献服务是会给他带来内心的转变的。
And that subject matter that one should always hear, chant, and remember is Krishna Katha.
而一个人应该去聆听、吟诵和记忆的这个主题呢，就是 Krishna Katha， 关于 Krishna 的题旨。
What is Krishna Katha?
什么是 Krishna Katha?
Krishna is the sound vibration in relation to Krishna.
那么 Krishna 它是与 Krishna 有关系的音声。
The same conclusion is reached in Canto 1.
那么圣典薄伽瓦檀第一篇也有这样的结论。
You'll find this in the beginning part of Canto 1, Chapter 7.
那么你会在第一篇第七章的开始的这个地方呢找到这个结论。
Narada had instructed Vyasadeva had instructed Narada. No, excuse me. Narada had instructed Vyasadeva. To compile one literature that is simply glorification of Krishna.
他让Vyasadeva 呢去撰作这样一个典籍。这个书籍的话，这个典籍的话呢，是专门去荣耀主 Krishna。
Because one who hears such message about Krishna.
当一个人去聆听到主 Krishna 的这样的讯息的时候
，the highest stage of spiritual attainment can be achieved.
那么在灵性的最高的这样一个阶段就能够被达成了。
Krishna Katha.
Krishna Katha.
That's Srimad Bhagavatam.
这就是圣典博迦瓦坛。
The order of Narada to Vyas was for Vyas to write Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以呢Narada 对 Vyas 的训示就是让他来撰写圣典博迦瓦坛。
And he gave an indication how he should prepare and qualify himself to write Srimad Bhagavatam.
而且他也指出了Vyasadev 应该如何把自己让自己能够准备好让自己具备这个写圣典博迦瓦坛的资格。
Narada said, sit in trance of meditation, fix your mind exclusively upon the personality of Godhead.
那么 Narada 就说了你就是在你在这种你在这样一种冥想神定当中呢完全的专注于完全的专注于至尊性格所神。
In that state of trance, Krishna will appear.
在这样一种神境当中的话 Krishna 就会显现了
And that which you realize in fullness expand in the form of the Srimad Bhagavatam It's just simply a description of Krishna
然后呢当你接受到这一点的时候然后他要会当你完全接受的时候然后呢他会不断的扩展然后你就知道怎么写圣典博迦瓦坛了其实这就是 Krishna 直接的这个扩展
But Krishna is never alone
但是 Krishna 呢永远不是单独的
Krishna is always with his loving associates
Krishna 总是和他的非常有爱心的这些朋友们在一起
Here's a little Prabhupada story
在这里呢有一个 Srila Prabhupada 的故事
In the very early stages of the Hare Krishna movement
在 Hare Krishna 运动的很早期的时候
Prabhupada gave the assignment to some devotees to paint paintings of Krishna
那么舍帕帕呢就让一些奉献者呢去来做一些关于 Krishna 的画作
We didn't have deities
我们当时呢是没有神像的
We had paintings
但是呢我们是有一些画
And one of the focus assignments of those artists early artists was to make paintings of Panchatattva
那么当时呢就是那些早期的那些奉献者画家们那么他们接到的这个任务呢就是要去把 Panchatattva 五圣体给画出来
Prabhupada called it Guru Gauranga Altar
那么 Prabhupada 呢就把这个神坛叫做 Guru Gauranga 神坛
So the altar was Panchatattva large painting
所以呢这个神坛呢就是说在中间的是 Panchatattva 是很大的一幅 Panchatattva 的画
Oil painting, original oil painting
是那种是原版的这样油画的
And a photo of Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta.
然后呢，两边是 Srila Prabhupada 的照片和 Bhaktisiddhanta 的照片。
Gradually, things started to expand.
然后呢，逐渐的，一切呢都开始扩展了。
Lord Nrisimhadev.
主 Nrisimhadev 就来了。
The disciplic succession.
然后使徒传系。
But it started with Panchatattva and Srila Prabhupada photograph. Then, in addition to Panchatattva paintings, some devotees were painting paintings of Krishna.
然后呢，有了 Panchatattva 这个画之后呢，有些奉献者就开始画 Krishna.
So, they didn't know how to paint a painting of Krishna.
他们不知道该怎么样去画 Krishna.
So they went out and got some posters from Indian import stores.
那么他们就出去呢，找到一些印度的这个进口印度商品的这个店里面呢，去找了一些就是印度的这个关于 Krishna 的这个画，这个画的印刷品拿来。
And they showed the posters to Prabhupada.
所以他们把这个海报呢就给了 Srila Prabhupada.
And the question they asked was, Prabhupada, is this bona fide?
所以他们就向 Srila Prabhupada 提问 ，Prabhupada， 这个是正宗的吗？
That was one of our phrases in the early days. Is it bona fide?
所以呢，在我们早期的时候呢，经常会用这个词儿，就是这是正宗的吗？这是授权的吗
？One time, Prabhupada was in an airplane.
有一次，Srila Prabhupada在飞机上。
And the stewardess came by.
然后呢，这个乘务员他就路过。
Could you please not pass the garland around? It's distracting. Just hold it. So.The stewardess said, would you like something to drink?
然后呢，这个乘务员就问车爸爸说：“您要不要来一些饮料呢
？”Some beverage, some water. What would you like?
啊，我们有一些果汁，我们有一些饮料，有一些水。你想要什么
？And so the Prabhupada's secretary asked the servant, "What are the things that you have? Do you have juice? Do you have this? Do you have that?"
所以呢，车爸爸这个秘书呢，他就开始问了：“你有些什么？你有没有果汁啊？这个果汁那个到底是些什么东西？”他就在问细节。
And one of the things named was Seven Up.
那么其中呢，他们有的这个饮品当中呢，一个就是七喜。
Prabhupada asked, "What is that? Seven Up?"
爸爸就说了：“这个七喜是什么呀？”
So the lady explained.
所以呢，这个乘务员他就解释了。
And he said to Prabhupada, the servant said to Prabhupada.There's no animal product in it. It's just natural ingredients.
所以呢，这个仆人就对石拉帕帕说呢，就是这个七喜啊，它这个成分的话，它没有任何动物成分，都是呢天然的这个成分。
So Prabhupada said, "Let me try it."
然后石拉帕帕就说，好吧，那我就试一下。
And he took some sips of the Seven Up and said, "This is very nice."
然后呢，所以他就抿了几口这个七喜，然后他就说，真好。
Word got out fast.
然后这个消息就传得很快。
Prabhupada said, "Seven Up is bona fide."
哦，石拉帕帕说，七喜是可以吃的。
And everyone ran out and got Seven Up and drank Seven Up.
对，每个人马上冲出去买了这个七喜，就开始喝了。
Because if it wasn't bona fide, we weren't going to do anything.
因为如果这这是没有经授权或者是没有被允许的话呢，我们都不会去做。
So one of the standards of bona fide posters of Krishna.
所以呢，就是关于 Krishna 的这个海报的这个正宗的 Krishna 海报的这个标准。
Was there had to be devotees of Krishna along with Krishna?
这意味着说，在 Krishna 这个身边，他必须有Krishna 的奉献者和他在一起。
Just like these three very beautiful paintings of Krishna.
就好像在我们背后这三幅Krishna 的美妙的画作。
It's Krishna and the cows.
这是 Krishna 和母牛们。
It's bona fide.
这是正宗或者是经授权的。
But sometimes there were paintings of Krishna with his face in a cloud, big smile, very beautiful face. Prabhupada said it's not bona fide. Where are the devotees?
但是呢，有时候我们会看到一些画作上呢，就是说。这个图面是云朵，然后在云层后面呢有一张 Krishna 的很大大的笑脸，然后 Shrapapa 就说这样的 Krishna 的话是不正宗的。
So Krishna Katha means Krishna and his devotees.
所以 Krishna Katha 便意味着 Krishna 和他的奉献者。
In Canto 1, Chapter 7,
在第一篇第七章
the sages are saying to Sutta,Speak Krishna Katha, speak Krishna Katha. Narada said to Vyas, write Krishna Katha, speak Krishna Katha.
所以呢，这些圣人们他们对Vyas说，请要给我们把 Krishna 关于 Krishna 的题旨 Krishna Katha 给我们 ，Krishna Katha 给我们。而 Narada 也对 Vyasadeva 这样说就是让他来撰写圣典薄伽瓦坛，来讲述 Krishna Katha。
So what did Sutta Goswami do?
所以斯塔克苏阿米做了什么呢
？He spoke about the Pandavas.
他就讲述了 Pandava.
So Prabhupada asked the question.
所以释迦牟尼就问了问题。
Why is it that Sutta spoke about the Pandavas instead of Krishna?
为什么就是Sutta 他讲了 Pandava 而不是 Krishna 呢
？And then he answers the question in the same purport.
同时而他其实在同一个要旨当中也回答这个问题。
Speaking about the devotees of Krishna is speaking about Krishna.
其实呢，是讲述关于 Krishna 的奉献者的题旨的话，就是在讲述 Krishna.
Because the subject of matter of the devotees connected to Krishna is part of Krishna's wonderful quality.
因为当谈到 Krishna 的奉献者的时候，它一定是跟 Krishna 有关系的。所以呢，其实也是同样的在描述 Krishna 的品质。
We're going to hear about that in the Bhava Bhakti, Prema Bhakti section today.
而且呢，我们会在今天接下来的 Prema Bhakti 的这个课程当中呢，会聆听到这方面的描述。
So now back to Canto 2.
现在我们再次回到第二篇。
Sukadeva Goswami begins speaking Canto 2, Chapter 1.
那么 Sukadeva Goswami 呢，他就开始来讲述第二篇的第一章。
Whole canto has passed, and he hasn't even said anything yet.
整个的就是整个的一篇都差不多要讲完了，他还没有开始说呢。
So he answers these two questions in three chapters.
所以他就用三章的这个篇幅来回答这两个问题。
And the conclusion is, what one should do to prepare oneself for death is engage in devotional service, this unrestricted and unalloyed offering of love to Krishna.
所以呢，这个结论就是说，一个人在即将面临死亡的时候应该去为至尊主 Krishna 做奉献服务，为他做纯粹的没有任何的混杂的这个动机的奉献服务。
And that subject matter that one should always hear, chant, and remember is Krishna Katha.
而一个人应该总是去聆听、去吟诵、去记忆的这个题旨呢，就是 Krishna Katha.
And Sukadeva Goswami answers the question.
然后呢 ，Sukadeva Goswami 他就回答了问题。
And then the sages hearing this from Sutta.
而那些从 Sutta Goswami 那里聆听的圣人们。
They speak the verse that we just read in text 16.
所以呢，他们就讲述了我们刚才第十六节当中所说的话。
What was that message?
那个信息是什么呢？
They said, this subject matter spoken between Sukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit must have been very wonderful. Please tell us this. Wonderful discussion.
他们就说呢，在 Sukadeva Goswami 和 Maharaj Parikshit 之间，他们所谈论的这个话题啊，一定是会让人非常赏心悦目的。所以说呢，请仁慈的跟我们分享吧。
And then there's all these verses where they just keep speaking about what a waste of time if you don't engage in devotional service.
然后呢，就有很多很多的师姐来描述了，就如果你去不去做奉献服务的话，真是太浪费时间了。
What's the use of the eyes that don't see the deity form of the Lord?
如果你不把眼睛用于去看、去注视主的神像的形体的话，这个眼睛有什么用呢？
They're no better than the eyes, the shape of a peacock feather.
所以呢，如果是这样的话，你不好好用眼睛，不善用你的眼睛的话，你的眼睛就好像孔雀羽毛上的那个像眼睛一样的这个假的东西。
And so on, all the using of the senses in service of the master of the senses is described by Desadana Bhakti.
所以呢，而且呢，就也描述了，就是我们要把我们的感官用于感官之主。这都在Vaidisadana Bhakti 当中有所描述。
And that leads up to yesterday's verse where following the senses being engaged, the mind should also be engaged fully in change of heart taking place.
所以呢，昨天的师姐就告诉我们，当我们把我们的所有的感官都用于服务的时候，这个时候呢，我们要把我们的心意也用于服务当中。当我们这样做的时候，我们内心就会发生转变。
And the chapter concludes.
这个时候呢，整个的这一章呢就到结尾了。
The sages ask Sutta Goswami.
这些圣人们就询问 Sutta Goswami.
Please give us this Krishna Katha.
请给予我们这 Krishna Katha.
And the chapter ends.
在这里呢，整个章节就结束了。
So a little sneak preview of what comes up next.
所以呢，就是我会给大家做一个，就是很简要的，接下来会发生的什么，做一个简述。
Can you imagine what Krishna Katha Sutta Maharaj Parikshit asks to hear from Sukadeva Goswami?
你们能够想象吗 ？Maharaj Parikshit 请求Sutta Goswami 跟他说什么呢
？Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, right?No. He asks to hear about creation. Oh, is it very complex and complicated? Why does he ask about that? It's Krishna Katha. It's in relation to Krishna.
这是和 Krishna 有关的。
You know this term sambandha gyan.
你们知道这个词 sambandha gyan 吗？
Sambandha means relationship.
Sambandha 便意味着关系。
Sambandha Gyan means to understand everything that comes from the Supreme in relation to the Supreme.
Sambandha 便意味着说，一切其实都来自自尊，而这一切呢，就是应该是和自尊得到连接。
Look around you when you walk out of the temple room.
当我们走出这个这个庙堂之后，呢，让我们环顾四周。
Look in any direction.
你可以看任何的方向。
Look in front of you, look behind you, to the left and to the right.
你可以往前看，往后看，往左看，往右看。
Above you and below you, in any direction you want to look, what do you see?
往上看，往下看，你可以往任何一个方向去看，然后你看到的是什么？
Material energy.
物质能量。
If you cannot see the material energy in relation to Krishna,
如果你没有办法把这个你所看到的物质能量和 Krishna 相连接的话
Is it possible to see Krishna?
你觉得你有可能去看到 Krishna 吗？
Not possible.
不可能。
Because when we see the material energy separate from Krishna,
因为当我们当我们是以就是说与 Krishna 分离的这样一种心态去看待物质能量的时候
That's called Maya.
就被叫做 Maya.
To see that anything.Separate from its source of emanation and therefore enjoyable by you, that's Maya.
Maya 便意味着说，你看到任何一切的这个事物，其实它总体来说是来自于 Krishna 的，而你却把它与 Krishna 分割开来去看待，并且以为这是你可以去享受的话，那么这样一种心态被叫做 Maya.
That's one of the four key verses of the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, saying what I just said.
那么其实这就是整个圣典薄伽法坛的四个核心枝节，那么就是我刚才所说的。
So it's not only important, it's essential that we see that which comes from Krishna in relation to Krishna.
所以呢，对我们来说，就是说我们不仅仅是很重要的，而且是非常非常非常核心的一点，就是说我们要去看到。所有这一切来自 Krishna 的，我们要带着与 Krishna 的这个意识，与 Krishna 这个连接去看到这一切。
It's not just a sentiment.
所以这不仅仅说是一种情感。
It's a very deep science.
这是一门非常深刻的科学。
Just like our discussion yesterday about Bhava Bhakti.
就好像昨天我们所讨论到的 Bhava Bhakti.
It's an amazing science.
这是一个非常不可思议的科学来的。
And wait till you hear about Prema Bhakti.
然后你再想一想，我们今天还要再听关于 Prema Bhakti 的批准呢。
It defies human reason.
这完全的没有让我们作为人类这样一个思维或者逻辑的话是没有办法去想象的，完全超乎人类思维逻辑。
How are we to properly understand such elevated subjects if we can't see matter properly?
如果我们都没有办法能够恰当的去看待物质，我们怎么可能去真正的去理解到那么高的体质呢？
So my dear devotees.
所以我亲爱的奉献者们
Prepare yourselves for some wonderful lessons in Sambandha Gyan.
让你自己去准备好能够在就是说就关于 Sambandha Gyan 这个主题或者这个课程呢，你要让自己很好的去准备去做好这一课。
It's good enough for Maharaj Pariksit, so it's good enough for us.
那么这一课呢，对 Maharaj Pariksit 已经很够厉害了，够力了。所以呢，对我们也是很好的。
It's to help us enter into a deeper appreciation of Krishna's connection with everything.
是帮助我们呢，就是说能够非常深入的去把一切与 Krishna 得到连接。
So that when we engage in devotional service,
这样的话，当我们从事奉献服务
，we're seeing Krishna.
我们就会看到 Krishna.
Through the medium of his paraphernalia, his material creation.
从他的这个所属物品，也就是他的物质的创造当中去看到他。
And that ends chapter 3 of Canto 2 Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以呢，这就是整个圣典薄伽瓦坛这个第三章第二篇第三章的这个结束。
Maharaj, would you like to add anything?
你想要补充一些吗？
I think you covered everything.
Any comments or questions?
大家有没有什么评注或者是疑问呢？
Go ahead.
你毫无动机的奉献服务是内心的不洁完全清除了，达到 prima 阶段是能做到的，还是在之前的那个几个阶段都可以做？
So the unmotivated devotional service can be achieved only when one situated in prema bhakti or before prema bhakti, one can also have the unmotivated devotional service.
In the stage of Bhava Bhakti, certainly that's also there.
无疑在Bhava Bhakti 这个阶段的话呢，就是说一个人无疑已经达到了这样一种毫无动机的奉献服务，这一定是在那里了。
I'd like to look very carefully at Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's analysis, and I wouldn't be surprised if one can also say in the Asakti stage, when one is exclusively attached to Krishna, there isn't something else.
那么我可能回头呢，我还要再去考察一下 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 他在Asat 阶段，也就是说对 Krishna 完全被 Krishna 吸引的这样一种阶段的话呢，我觉得就是说当一个人处在这个阶段的时候的话，也应该是就是说是可以达到这样一种毫无动机的奉献服务了，但是需要去考察。
Before the next class, I'll look at what he says, and we can take that up in the beginning of the next class.
那么在下一节课之前呢，我会回去做一些去查一些资料，然后呢，我们会在下一课开始的时候来给你一个确切的回答。
Anything else? Yes.
我们是属于 Krishna 的边际能量，也就是说我们跟 Krishna 是没有分离的，虽然我们处在物质世界，看起来我们是跟库什纳分离的，实际上我们跟他没有分离，而是我们处在一种玛雅之中，是吧？我们在物质世界是处在玛雅之中，所以我们感到跟库什纳分离。我想我的问题就是，如柴他亚他是库什纳本人，他怎么会有这种强烈的分离之感呢？他是不是也处在玛雅之中？因为他也没有库什，实际上他跟库什纳也是没有分离的。
So we are the marginal energy of Krishna, but in fact that we are always connected with Krishna, but because we are in Maya, therefore we feel we are separate from Krishna. Therefore, in the case of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna himself, but still that he feels separation from Krishna. Does that mean that Lord Chaitanya is also in Maya?
No. Yoga Maya. It's transcendental love. He's certainly not in Maya. How can you ask such a question?
Go ahead. 他肯定不在玛雅当中，你怎么能问这样的问题呢？
Go ahead. Go ahead.
昨天他昨天那里就是讲的那个八万啊，还有那个如起啊，我觉得那个离我太遥远了。很复杂，也听不懂。我觉得我能到那个稳定阶段就不错了。请那个马哈拉吉能够给点建议吗？我很想。
Yesterday you were talking about the Baba, Shakti, Ruchi.
Yeah.
I feel they're so too far from it. I think that as long as I can achieve Nista, that will be great.
Great.
So can you give some suggestion about that?
Yes. Strive to become steady.
你要努力地让自己变得稳定。
That's a very good goal.
这是一个很好的目标。
Now, do you know how to strive to become steady?
你知道怎么样去努力让自己变得稳定吗？
Ask Rajendra, he knows.
去问Rajendra, 他知道。
He was commenting about that particular message of attaining steadiness in devotional service.
因为当时呢，就是在讲到达到稳定的奉献服务的时候呢，Rajendra他是当时他讲了，他有一些分享。
Let me very quickly explain something.
让我很快的跟你解释一下。
Prior to study this is eradication of impurities.
那么在稳定之前的话是去除不洁，去除污染。
So to get to steadiness, we have to eradicate impurities.
所以要达到稳定的话，便意味着说我们要把这些不洁给清除掉。
Some devotees make the mistake.
有些奉献者他犯了错误。
Of focusing upon eradication of impurities.
他就去专注在去把所有这些不洁给去掉。
Rather than the means to eradicate impurities.
Rather than
focusing upon the means to get rid of those impurities.
就是说，与其呢，就是说，他们应该去专注于就是去除不洁的内在含义，但是他们却就是说，在外在去理解了这个清除不洁的。
I'll put it in very simple language.
我可以用很简单的语言来阐释。
Put the horse before the cart.
Put the horse before the cart.那么就是要把这个马放在这个车前面。
What's the horse?
这个马是什么呢？
Devotional practice.
是奉献服务的修习。
What's the cart?
这个车是什么呢？
Cleansing the heart, ridding the heart from impurities.
那么这个车便意味着说，就是去对内心的这个净化和清洗。
Don't focus on the impurities and removing the impurities.
所以不要去专注于说专注于在所有这些不洁污染，或者要去把这些不洁要清除掉。
Focus on the horse.
你要专注于这匹马。
Do your devotional practices very nicely.
很好的去做你的奉爱修行。
And the eradication of unwanted things follows that.
然后呢，自然而然的内心的不洁就会被去除。
And then you'll come to steadiness.
然后你就会进入稳定。
Don't make the mistake.Of being in a doership mode and think I'm going to get out the broom and clean out all the dirty things in my heart. Watch me.
所以呢，不要让自己陷入到这样一种作为者的心态，说你就拿了一把扫帚，然后好来看看我，我现在要开始清扫我的内心了。
Don't make that mistake.
不要做这样，不要犯这样的错误。
Keep the horse before the cart.
让这个马在车前面。
So that's a good goal, isn't it?
这是不是一个很好的目标啊？
Become steady.
让自己变得稳定。
Make the heart pure.
让你的内心纯净。
By nice devotional practice.
通过非常好的奉爱的修行。
And our Prabhupada's teachings are filled with such nice descriptions of how to do that.
而Srila Prabhupada的教导呢，到处都在描述着如何去这样做到。
So we offer our respects to Srila Prabhupada.
所以我们向Srila Prabhupada致以我们的敬意。
We try our best to follow his nice example and teachings.
我们全力以赴地去追随他的榜样和教导。
And we offer him our humble obeisances.
并且我们向他致以我们卑微的顶拜。
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Hare Krishna.